Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Reasonable men agree the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast is a podcast. The Medicare podcast for soccer hooligans. Skating on thin ice sits Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting, thrill-packed episode of Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. This is not the book. This is the podcast. I want to thank my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, for another scintillating introduction. I'm sure he had many kind things to say about me. He and I have had a great relationship his whole life, and now that he's adding to the Canadian population with more of my gene pool, the latest one is little Nora. We are always looking forward to family reunions in which we can reunite with Drew and his lovely bride, Magda. And their little girl, Nora, was just a delightful creature to see at our last Thanksgiving family reunion. And then, of course, Drew's brother and sister were there. They are also excellent, excellent people, as birthed by my sister, Emily. And I'd say that she's done very well by having created all these wonderful people in Canada. I hope she keeps it up, because God knows my kids are not multiplying at all. So anyway, we're here to help you feel pretty good about Medicare. It's one of these things that many people are facing the transition from Obamacare to Medicare. They're looking either at an age 65 birthday, or they're looking at the transition from work to retirement, which generally also means that their company health insurance plan is going to end, and they're going to have Medicare in order to continue having excellent health insurance coverage. So why do we need to worry about that? Because the government has created something in Medicare that is so complex and so convoluted that a lot of people are flummoxed by the whole thing, and they need a professional. Well, a lot of times you have to hire a professional and pay them extra money to explain what you'd have to do with a complicated government program. That's not true with Medicare. With Medicare, you get me if you want. I will tell you what to do, and I will not charge you anything other than the price of a very inexpensive book. In this case, I'm going to suggest that you go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and purchase Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023 in one of its many forms. And then you will have the knowledge you need to pass through the Medicare portal into the land of eternal bliss and Medicare happiness. And it won't cost you very much at all. In fact, you don't even really have to buy the book if you want to contact me. And Randy's going to tell you my contact information at the end of this episode. But I am here to help people understand what they should do when Medicare time approaches, and how to get the best bang for their bucks, and how to pass through the Medicare changeover and come out smelling like a rose. So that's the point of this podcast, to acquaint you with the fact that we have the expertise that you're going to be interested in acquiring. And you can do it the easy way through the book, and then you can do it the hard way by talking to me without having read the book. I suggest reading the book, because then when you do talk to me, you will know exactly where I'm coming from. You will have understood my point of view and the rationale behind the suggestions that I'm going to make for my clients. And I've got a whole bunch of clients that are happy campers, and I'm hoping that you, when your Medicare time comes, will join them. And now I'm going to turn to Randy Carson, my longtime podcast engineer and spiritual guru, who's sitting in some sort of a thing that looks like it could be either a building that's sinking below the ocean level, or else perhaps some sort of a boat. Randy, where the hell are you?
Well, I know it's difficult for you to tell, and certainly the people in the audience can't tell, but I am on the Medicare for the Lazy Man yacht.
Oh, my God. I bought a yacht? The last time I saw you in an unusual background, it turned out you were on the Medicare for the Lazy Man corporate jet.
I was, yeah.
I've never been reading that thing.
You haven't been reading the expense reports, Doug.
Well, it seems to me that you're having an awful lot of fun in your travels on behalf of Medicare for the Lazy Man. I don't know. Now, when you have methods of traveling to foreign countries that don't actually have a Medicare program, how does that benefit the corporation?
I'm trying to set up a Medicare program in Europe. It's going slow. It's really going slow.
I'm still
absolutely convinced it'll work. But, you know, whenever I talk to somebody and I say, you know, this is all related to Social Security, and they look at me going, what is that?
Oh, boy. In the meantime, you get to travel in style is what it looks like to me.
I do. If you look right behind me there, there's the wine cooler.
Oh, yeah.
We have a conference table.
I noticed
there's all kinds of stuff in this cabin.
Someday, could I have a tour? Could I take
sure.
a look? Sure. That would be wonderful.
Sure. I usually dock out. This week I'm going to be docking in Florida, so it's a little far away. But I'll give you a buzz when we're closer, you know, maybe San Diego or L.A.
Well, I've been wondering why I wasn't getting any stock dividends from my vast holdings in Medicare for the Lazy Man International Inc. And now I'm starting to understand why. But if you can spread the word into foreign countries that may someday join us in our Medicare efforts, then I guess I shouldn't argue about it.
I think we're just about there. We're on the cusp of major success.
Okay, I'm looking for a full report next episode. Let's discuss this in greater detail.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I suppose I should earn some money to pay for all these things that Randy is acquiring on behalf of the company. So let me start with a Medicare content for today's podcast episode. The short little thing that Randy was kind of excited about or scratching his head about, I guess. I have an announcement here that is special to me because it's just a little blurb about an ongoing disagreement in high levels of the federal government. And normally it wouldn't matter one way or the other. I know that one side is right and one side is wrong. But a couple of editions of books ago, and it may have been the 2022 edition of the book, or it may have been the 2021 edition, but I made reference to the Wuhan flu in a podcast episode, and all of a sudden a one-star review appeared on Amazon.com, and some disgruntled person who thought that the Wuhan flu reference was insulting to his fellow Democrats. And he said, I don't believe anything this guy says because he used the term Wuhan flu, and everybody knows that that's just like a Republican plot to blame the COVID virus on somebody else instead of where the blame should lie. And so it turns out that the FBI director has said that the COVID pandemic was likely caused by a Chinese lab leak. Christopher Wray, a guy who I wouldn't trust any farther than I could actually pick him up and throw him, has said the first public confirmation of the Bureau's classified assessment of the suspected laboratory incident. And then right below that in a separate article, it says the White House says the U.S. is not ready to reach consensus on COVID origins. So these two are the juxtaposition is entertaining. But anyway, I would like to get an apology from that guy who left me a 1-star book review because of something I said on the podcast. And I'll be waiting for that apology from the guy. I don't know who he is. Didn't leave a regular name. It was something like Amazon customer or something like that. He wasn't inclined to let me know where to go and ask for my my comeuppance, or his comeuppance, I guess. Anyway, I have a more entertaining and more uplifting article that I wanted to discuss today during the podcast episode. Randy has got his finger in the air. Randy, what's going on? Are you pointing at Jesus?
No, not yet. I was just curious whether, are you sure this guy can write? You know, I'm not absolutely certain, but, you know, he may not be able to write.
Well, he wrote something nasty about me on the book thing, and it lowered the percentage of reviews. I mean, I was running at a good 90% of positive reviews or 5-star reviews, and he wrecked the curve. He's just like the kid in school, you know, when you got the teacher's grading on the curve and you got that one smarty pants that wrecks it for everybody else. So that's what this guy did. And I don't care if he can write or not. He learned enough writing to do me some damage.
I got one comment to make. Just, I know you were wondering how I was writing off this yacht for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find a forensic accountant to make sure that
I haven't told you the name of the yacht.
Tell me the name of the yacht.
It's the Mary Margaret.
Okay. Well, now I know a Mary and I know a Margaret. Are they involved in the acquisition of this thing?
They were when we named it.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be supported around the house here when I say Randy's riding around on a yacht and you and I are eating soup every night for dinner.
But then Mary's going to go, but it's named after me and Margaret. And, so, you know, Doug, I want you to write that check.
That would solve a lot of ills for them. they would overlook your creative accounting, I'm sure, and that would be just fine with them.
Well, you're not supposed to tell anybody this, but I do keep about 17 different sets of books.
Well, that seems like a lot of work. I mean, most crooks only keep one or two sets of books. Jeez, you're okay, a hard-working guy.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work being a crook.
I don't think I'm paying enough for your organization. Maybe we should consider increasing your fees. Alrighty, so here's the thing I wanted to talk about today. I ran across this recently, and it moved right to the front of my podcast episode content, because I think it's a wonderful thing. We spend a lot of podcast episodes warning people about the problems that Medicare Advantage plans pose. And we tell people, look, if you are going to buy a Medicare Advantage plan, you are opening yourself up to the potential disappointment and unhappiness that Advantage plans can certainly deliver. And they may not make you unhappy right away. They may not make you unhappy in 2 years, but at some point in the future, not only will your plan probably prove to be less than adequate, it may have changed drastically from the product that you originally purchased, because they can change their plans in the middle of the year and you cannot replace them till the end of the year. The other problem with them is that once you've had a Medicare Advantage plan for more than a year, you cannot get guaranteed issue Medicare supplement again. In most places, there are a couple of states where you can, but in most places, for most people in the United States, you've lost your right for guaranteed issue Medicare supplement being the finest Medicare protection. And you would then have to go through medical underwriting, which means answering a series of questions on an application if you wanted to get back into Medicare supplement. So we warn people, and we point and laugh and make fun of Medicare Advantage plans. We talk about what criminal enterprises they are by siphoning billions of dollars out of the federal treasury and so on and so forth. Well, I finally found an uplifting angle for this particular subject matter. The headline I'm going to read now pretty much says it all. Senior, that's a word I hate. I would rather say the members are satisfied their satisfaction level with their Medicare supplement insurance coverage is very high. So the people that have Medicare supplement plans, it turns out, have a very high level of satisfaction. The plans meet their expectations in most cases, and they are performing well for reasonable cost. So I'll read a little bit of the body here. The seniors with Medicare supplement coverage continue to be highly satisfied with their coverage, including its benefits, its services, and the expenses that it covers. Medicare supplement coverage ensures seniors receive high-quality care and allows them to choose the doctors and the specialists they know and trust, and it makes it easier for them to deal with bills and paperwork. Medicare supplements guaranteed renewable coverage and affordable cost provides peace of mind for seniors who worry about their financial security and physical well-being if they were to lose their Medicare supplement coverage. So I think that's a beautiful picture of what happens when I and, by extension, Randy, entice people or convince people that Medicare supplement is the way to go and that they should avoid the potential unhappiness that Medicare Advantage plans are going to deliver. So here are some key findings of the study that showed that participants in Medicare supplement plans are very satisfied. First, it says people with Medicare supplement coverage continue to be highly satisfied with their coverage, including its benefits, services, and the expenses it covers. We just heard that a few minutes ago on a different part of this article. Medicare supplement coverage ensures that they receive high quality care, allows them to go to the doctors and specialists they know and trust, and it makes it easier for them to deal with bureaucratic paperwork. Medicare supplements guaranteed renewable coverage and affordable cost provides security for seniors who worry about their financial security and physical well-being. I'm now going through the graphs that they included with this article, very scientifically done. It's the kind of thing that it's almost like presented. It's like a college paper with a lot of supporting documentation. But one of the headlines here above a graph says seniors with Medicare supplement coverage overwhelmingly satisfied with their plan. Something like 79% 79% are in original Medicare. And then of those with original Medicare and a Medicare supplement, 80% are somewhat satisfied or extremely satisfied. My printer's running out of ink, so it's hard for me to give you the exact percentages of all these things. It covers hospital expense. Which two of your benefits do you find to be the most valuable? It covers hospital expenses not covered by Medicare. And that would be 77% of people that have Medicare supplements are really happy with the way that it protects them against hospital expenses. It covers physician expenses not covered by Medicare. 73% of the members that have Medicare supplement are very pleased with their Medicare supplements because of that. It provides guaranteed renewable coverage. 28% are happy with that. I think more people would be happy with the guaranteed renewable coverage, the aspect of Medicare supplement coverage, if they understood it better. Basically, nobody can ever take away your Medicare supplement plan unless you fail to pay the premium when it's due. You will not be penalized for a change in health from healthy to bad health. It's not going to hurt your relationship with your insurance carrier. Medicare supplement plans will pay their portion of your medical bills without any interruption, even if your health has deteriorated to some extent. It covers durable medical equipment. It covers hospice expenses not covered by Medicare. It covers skilled nursing facilities not covered by Medicare. These people are very pleased with their Medicare supplement plans because of those things, those coverages that they are able to enjoy. Seniors remain, you'd think I'd know which page I was supposed to go to next. Seniors remain very satisfied with Medicare supplement services, benefits, and ease of enrollment or renewals. Thinking about your Medicare supplement insurance, how would you rate your satisfaction? And of these services and benefits that are covered, 81% are extremely satisfied, and another 14% are very satisfied. The process to enroll in and renew my policy. Well, Medicare supplement plans don't ever need to be renewed. So 82% and 11%. So 93%. There are 7% of the people that think they have to renew their Medicare supplement policies, but everybody else understands that there's no need to renew every year. There 66% are happy with the value they receive for their monthly premium. 68% and 17% say their policy delivers them savings. They're a vast majority are very happy with the communications they receive, the ability to contact their provider with questions or feedback. They don't have to go through any intermediate in order to be able to talk to their doctor or to their specialists. The responsiveness in answering my questions, 67% and 11% are very happy with the responsive way that a Medicare supplement plan answers their questions. And affordability, of course, nobody likes to pay. Everybody would like to have something for free. So looks like 43% and 30% to a lesser expense. So 73% are satisfied, either extremely or somewhat satisfied, with the affordability of their Medicare supplement policy. Let's see, eases concerns about out-of-pocket costs and ensuring that the people receive high-quality medical care. It says here, thinking about your Medicare supplement plan, indicate whether you agree with each statement. My Medicare supplement plan allows me to see the doctors and specialists I know and trust without worrying too much about out-of-pocket costs. So basically, that's 72% of the people that have Medicare supplement plans. It allows me to receive high-quality care, another overwhelming 72%. It makes it easier for me to deal with medical bills and paperwork. 66%. And I know that some people are detail oriented and they really want to understand the coding process and the Medicare allowable expense process and the difference between a doctor who takes Medicare assignment and a doctor who doesn't take Medicare assignment. And these are confusing things that some people don't understand. So I can see why that would be a lower percentage. And finally, the lowest percentage here is it saves me thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. Well, that's 58% that are strongly believers in that. And then another 30%. So that's 88% say that the Medicare supplement plan they have saves them thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. If you're healthy and you don't have medical treatment, but you have to write that check every month to the Medicare supplement insurance company, you might not feel as strongly about the fact that you're being saved thousands of dollars. But if you listen to my advice, and if you're healthy enough, I will suggest that you have a Medicare high deductible plan, or as Randy has called it, a high value plan. That's where you're really going to save money and still maintain excellent protection against high medical bills. And finally, on the last page of this study, seniors know that Medicare supplement delivers guaranteed coverage, and they agree that it provides something or other, good something, and peace of mind. My printer had trouble, so I'm going to have to drop that thing off the side of Randy's yacht, I think. Okay, so thinking about your Medicare supplement plan, indicate whether you agree with each of these statements. It provides guaranteed renewable coverage no matter what happens to my health. Now, these people, 86% agree with that, either strongly or somewhat. 86%. So the ones who don't agree with that, small percentage, they don't understand. But the truth is, Medicare supplement provides guaranteed renewable coverage no matter what happens to your health. Also, it provides good value for your money and peace of mind at an affordable cost. Now, so that is 84% agree with that either strongly or somewhat. The next statement is, it gives me the opportunity to stay in a skilled nursing or hospice facility to get the comprehensive care I need. Now, that is a smaller percentage because not everybody needs to be hospitalized, and not everybody needs hospice. So we're looking at 54% either strongly or somewhat agree with that. And the final statement is, it gives me the freedom to travel abroad or in the U.S. knowing that I am covered. Well, there's limited coverage when you travel abroad. And so it's not a surprise to me that 53% of the people agree with that. The limited coverage will pay up to $50,000 of your emergency expenses if they are incurred in a foreign country. More frequently, I would think that money would be spent to get you back to the United States if you need more extensive treatment. But that additional coverage is there in every Medicare supplement plan that I sell to my clients, and it is not there in some of the other Medicare supplement plans. So anyway, I just wanted to share the good news that Medicare supplements are continuing to make their owners satisfied with the generally with the price and definitely with the coverage, the protection, and the services that they offer to their clientele. And I am proud to be a Medicare supplement specialist, and I am also proud that I do not recommend Medicare Advantage to anyone. So, Randy, do you mind if I pat myself on the back a few times for that?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Is the water getting rougher out there? It looks as though there's,
a swell. It is just a little bit. It is just a little bit because, you know, my dad was a Navy guy, so he used to tell me, now granted, we're heading towards Florida this time, but he used to tell me about how rough the water was coming out of San Francisco when you passed over the breakwaters.
Oh, yeah.
He said he always used to tell stories about World War II, when they were transporting military personnel over to Europe. He said some of the guys would be green in the face and losing their lunch even before they got over the breakwater.
Well, my father went to Europe, and he sailed on a ship that left from the East Coast. But you said your father would leave from San Francisco carrying troops to Europe. That seems like the long way around.
Well, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Maybe it wasn't. I don't know where he was going then, because obviously he used to have people coming out over, you know, the breakwater. Uh-huh. But he never really talked about coming out of the East Coast. I don't know where.
Well, so if you're going to go to Europe,
could he have been going to the Philippines?
He certainly could have been. That would be one of the many Pacific islands that he could have been delivering soldiers to.
That I think it was more likely the Philippines, because as you say, it occurs to me now that you brought it to my attention, coming out of San Francisco to get to Europe is a long way around.
Yeah, that would be a long way. And if you're in a ship that isn't going to make it through the Panama Canal, it's even longer.
It is. I've been through the Panama Canal on what they call a Panamax, the largest ship that can make it through the Panama Canal.
What, it has a couple of inches on either side?
They aren't kidding. I was out on the deck looking, and I swear to God, there was not more than a quarter inch on any side of that thing.
Boy, well, they do that every day, so I guess they've got it down pat. I would like to say that the next time somebody builds a canal like the Panama Canal, that they really make that thing roomy so that there's no question or no concern about what kind of ships can fit through it.
Well, here's your fun fact for the day. Our 75 cents is just about gone, but here's your fun fact for the day. They charge to go through the Panama Canal by gross weight.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So a Panamax ship, which a cruise ship, most cruise ships nowadays are Panamax ships. They cost them one pass through the Panama Canal, one pass through, cost them about, at that time, $18,000.
Okay, well, that doesn't seem outrageous, because when you think about the work that needs to be done to keep that place open and running smoothly, of course, now, who's in charge there? Would it be the Chinese that are in charge of the Panama Canal? I think I've heard that.
No, I think it's they turned it over to, I mean, it used to be the United States, but now I think it's under the control and management of Panama itself.
Okay, I'm going to have to do some research on this, but I think the Chinese are heavily involved in the Panama Canal operations.
And that could be. I definitely would like to know the answer to that. And give it back to the gross weight question.
Uh-huh.
And this, I'm not kidding you, this is a true story. The last time I went through the Panama Canal on a Panamax ship, I was looking out the, you know, the back, the stern.
Okay.
Looking out the stern, and there was a guy back there.
Were you on the fantail?
I was not on the fantail, but I was looking out the stern.
Okay.
And bottom line is there was a guy back there with a boat about the size of a large bathtub. And he was going, and he was paddling, you know, he had oars, and he was going through the Panama Canal. And I asked one of the officers on ship, I said, so it cost us $18,000 and we're going by gross weight. What's it cost him? He said, well, that's the minimum charge, sir. And I said, what's that? And he goes, it's $12.
Oh boy. Well, you know something, I would say if I had the Panamax cruise ship that you were on, I might have stopped at the first lock and told everybody to get out and walk and take your stuff with you. And I'll meet you on the other side at the other end of the canal. And that means that the cost, I would think, would be reduced.
Yes, because they go by gross tonnage. So
yeah.
Long story short is, yes, that would have saved us a lot of weight. Probably not a lot of time, but a lot of weight.
Well, if you ever take the Medicare for the Lazy Man yacht through the Panama Canal, I want you to keep our cost as low as possible. And I want you to get off and walk alongside and whoever else is with you.
Well, and you know, there are, in order to get you through the Panama Canal, you can't use your, you can't use your own power. You have to be pulled through it.
By and mules. They have mules.
It used to be actual mules.
I know. Now they're,
they're mechanical mules, but they still call them mules.
Yeah. They can't change with the times, I guess.
No.
Well, you ought to get us out of here. You know, our audience is not going to sit here and listen to this faldy roll all day long.
Well, we thank you all for joining us, and we hope we have imparted a little bit of fun to you. I'm going to tell them what day it is. It's Friday.
Oh,
you know, it's Friday.
How did that happen?
We had to work overtime because of all the variety of technical issues I had. You know, the day that I fired up and my video wasn't working, Doug says, hey, you're looking pretty good today. And then he finally told me that my entire screen was black because my video had failed. So anyway, thank you all for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, because with you, it's a lot more fun than without you. And a few things I always like to close off with. Doug is a nationwide licensed agent to assist you with your Medicare supplemental choosings. He loves email at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Check out the website at MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. We talked about all the various ways and all the different forms that you can get a copy of the Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023 book. And if you can find a place to give us a rating on the podcast or the book, that would be so, so appreciated. But we are going to have to sign off because we have spent our 75 cents. So you have spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy, originally from Oklahoma, now living up in the nosebleed section of the mountains behind Cave Creek, Arizona, in his hidden, secret, and very, very strategically placed fortress of solitude at about, I think I measured it before I started. I think we're at about 11.5 today.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for joining us.